I nodded slowly, trying desperately to get a grip on the situation. He was bluffing. He had to be bluffing. And even if he wasn't, he didn't know that I was actually half a mile away in my hideout. Sorrento assumed that one of the glowing thermal outlines on the display was me. If a bomb really did go off in my aunt's trailer, I'd be safe down here under all these junk cars, wouldn't I? Besides, they would never kill all those people just to get to me. How? That was all I could get out. How did we find out who you are and where you live? He grinned. Easy. You screwed up, kid. When you enrolled in the Oasis public school system, you gave them your name and address, so they could mail you your report cards, I suppose. He was right. My avatar's name, my real name, and my home address were all stored in my private student file, which only the principal could access. It was a stupid mistake, but I'd enrolled the year before the contest even began, before I became a Gunter, before I learned to conceal my real-world identity. How did you find out I attend school online? I asked. I already knew the answer, but I needed to stall for time. There's been a rumor circulating on the Gunter message boards the past few days that you and your pal H both go to school on Ludus. When we heard that, we decided to contact a few OPS administrators and offer them a bribe. Do you know how little a school administrator makes a year, Wade? It's scandalous. One of your principals was kind enough to search the student database for the avatar named Parzival. And guess what? Another window appeared beside the live video feed of the stacks. It displayed my entire student profile. My full name, avatar name, student alias, Wade 3, date of birth, social security number, and home address. My school transcripts. It was all there, along with an old yearbook photo taken over 5 years ago, right before I'd transferred to school in the Oasis. We have your friend H's school records, too, but he was smart enough to give a fake name and address when he enrolled, so finding him will take a bit longer. He paused to let me reply, but I remained silent. My pulse was racing, and I had to keep reminding myself to breathe. So, that brings me to our final proposal. Sorrento rubbed his hands together excitedly, like a kid about to open a present. Tell us how to reach the first gate, right now, or we will kill you, right now. You're bluffing, I heard myself say, but I didn't think he was. Not at all. No, Wade, I'm not. Think about it. With everything else that's going on in the world, do you think anyone will care about an explosion in some ghetto trash rat warren in Oklahoma City? They'll assume it was a drug lab accident, or maybe a domestic terrorist cell trying to build a homemade bomb. Either way, it will just mean there are a few hundred less human cockroaches out there collecting food vouchers and using up precious oxygen. No one will care, and the authorities won't even blink. He was right, and I knew it. I tried to stall for a few seconds so I could figure out what to do. You'd kill me, I said, to win a video game contest? Don't pretend to be naive, Wade, Sorrento said. There are billions of dollars at stake here, along with control of one of the world's most profitable corporations and of the Oasis itself. This is much more than a video game contest. It always has been. He leaned forward. But you can still come out a winner here, kid. If you help us, we'll still give you the $5 million. You can retire at age 18 and spend the rest of your days living like royalty. Or you can die in the next few seconds. It's your call. But ask yourself this question. If your mother were still alive, what would she want you to do? That last question would really have pissed me off if I hadn't been so scared. What's to stop you from killing me after I give you what you want? I asked. Regardless of what you may think, we don't want to have to kill anyone unless it's absolutely necessary. Besides, there are two more gates, right? He shrugged. We might need your help to figure those out, too. Personally, I doubt it. But my superiors feel differently. Regardless, you don't really have a choice at this point, do you? He lowered his voice as if he were about to share a secret. So, here's what's going to happen next. You're going to give me step-by-step instructions on how to obtain the copper key and clear the first gate. And you're going to stay logged into this chat link session while we verify everything you tell us. Log out before I say it's okay, and your whole world goes boom. Understand? Now, start talking. I considered giving them what they wanted. I really did. But I thought it through, and I couldn't come up with a single good reason why they would let me live, even if I helped them clear the first gate. The only move that made sense was to kill me and take me out of the running. They sure as hell weren't going to give me $5 million or leave me alive to tell the media how IOI had blackmailed me. Especially if there really was a remote-controlled bomb planted in my trailer to serve as evidence. No. The way I saw it, there were really only two possibilities. Either they were bluffing, or they were going to kill me whether I helped them or not. I made my decision and summoned my courage. Sorrento, I said, trying to hide the fear in my voice, I want you and your bosses to know something. You're never going to find Halliday's egg. You know why? Because he was smarter than all of you put together. It doesn't matter how much money you have or who you try to blackmail. You're going to lose.